grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Yes, yes, Chris.
Kia ora.
Kia ora, how are you?
Very well. I made it up the steps.
That's awesome.
With my moon boot.
A moon boot and all.
Yep. Yeah, the BFM death stairs, they're always an experience.
And good. you've been healing up okay, I'm sure, thanks to some nice medication you've
that's
got.
That's right, some nice medication. Actually, what you want to really go more on, if you've got some bone issues, fractures and things, is your CBD and your CBG.
Now, what the hell is CBG?
CBG is like your mother cannabinoid that THC and CBD come from in the plant.
Oh, so you're going to the source.
Yeah. That's kind of what you want to be emphasising for your bone scaffolds and structures.
Do some acquiring of the CBG.
They did an experiment with some mice, and some got CBD and some didn't.
You did? Or they
no, they did. They.
Oh,
them,
they. Capital them, T. Yep.
The researchers.
Yeah.
And yeah, they broke their little legs of these mice, and then yeah, they had a whole contraption to do it, and then gave them some CBD. And then, and some didn't, and then they euthanized them all, and then checked the strength of these little femurs that they extracted out, and the ones that had CBD dose were stronger than the ones that had never broken.
You would have hoped to have been given the being in the CBD group that day as a rat.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's really impressive research.
Put shame on the mice, but yeah, someone's got to do it. I'm off to Japan next week. And CBD, just segueing, because CBD is legal there as a food, but not as a medicine. It's like the opposite of here. So here you can get CBD prescription only, and people from around the world go, what? They can just go into shops and buy it in other places, right? And here I have to have a prescription. And we can't have it as a food. It's not allowed as a food ingredient here. It's only a medicine.
Yeah, right.
Opposite in Japan. It's a food, not a medicine. Can't get it on prescription.
True stories.
But you can just go into a shop and buy it.
Really?
And a quick little search of like CBD shop in, say, somewhere like Tokyo, and you'll find dozens and dozens, if not even more than that.
So, I wish I knew that when I went there.
You didn't? Well, I was about to ask you that, in fact. You didn't?
No? I didn't know that. I kind of was just like in tour mode, so I wasn't really trying to like check for sort of weed and other such as paraphernalias and medicines.
Fair enough.
But... you know, it's also just like if I fly somewhere, because I was like going to China and like going to Vietnam, I don't know what kind of laws there are around, and I would probably like accidentally leave something in a suitcase, and then, you know.
Yeah,
so it's just better if I don't. Yeah. Anyway, please continue. Sorry.
That was my concern too. I always say as well, you know, follow the laws of the country you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay.
Which I will be doing. speaking of it, when I was last in Italy a couple of years ago, you could go into all these shops everywhere. And in fact, it was mostly the sort of tobacconist newsagent kind of lotto shops, which are like on every block.
Yeah.
And you go in there and just get your CBD buds. And they were very crystally tasty little buds, but no THC. And all the strains that you've kind of heard of, but CBD versions. And you just buy them.
That's awesome.
And consume them openly, illegal. And most of Europe it is, but Italy, under their lovely right-wing government, Meloni, has greenlit a law passed by the Senate to ban this legal cannabis, this low strength, basically it's hemp with, you know, a bit more extra CBD in.
Oh dear.
As part of the same law, and this gives you an idea of the bedfellows. If you're into this sort of thing, prohibition, you're also in line with banning public protests, banning blocking a road. This is targeting climate change protesters. Pickpocketing by mothers. Because apparently the Roma were doing that. They were like, ha-ha, but I've got a child, you can't touch me.
Oh.
And so, no, we can specifically put you in jail now. Banning squatting. And all sorts of other things. You think, what? This is weird. So it's a very kind of far-right package.
God.
And they're banning the cannabis. And opposition lawmakers chanted shame, shame on the chamber floor.
True.
And There you go. So that's Italy. That is a shame. Because it was very nice, actually, going there and enjoying a little beach time.
It's very Italian, ancient, you know, the leisure of it.
Yes.
Allora, as they
say. And CBD both. It's just a nice, flavorful smoke or vape that takes away anxiety and just chills you out. It's not psychoactive. You just feel...
chill, mellow.
Back to normal.
Like after basically a little pasta and a Aperol spritz and a little CBD ciggy.
There you go.
Come on.
Totally matches.
Oh dear.
Shall we cover some research?
Go on.
Because this covers the number one reason people get a prescription here, which is for sleep. University of Central Florida, which of course lots of elder people. So this was particularly looking at sleep quality in old adults and cannabis use associated with reduced anxiety and improved sleep. So reductions in pain and depression. But in particular, the reduction in anxiety from consuming the cannabis led to improved sleep quality.
True, that makes sense.
Yeah. So there you go. So if that's a thing, and anxiety is a thing for a lot of people that have sleep issues, that's the sort of the root cause. So if that is where you're at, you want to be looking for some strains that have the terpenes limonene and carophyllene. Some of those in you.
Limonene and carophyllene, also good names for children.
Yeah, well, you can't have sativa and indica, right?
Exactly, so why don't you go further
even in. If you're into whatever those other plants that had the indica and sativa in them.
Yeah, I can't remember the name.
I can't remember either, but there was lots of them. Speaking of not remembering, that's coincidentally a great little segue, because compelling evidence in another study, CBD offers a comprehensive treatment approach, in quotes, to Alzheimer's disease. This is out of Spain. They found that CBD reduces the neuroinflammation, the buildup of proteins associated with the onset of AD, improves memory, promotes neuronal repair and regeneration. All of those things.
Yeah.
And in, I quote, these multifaceted effects of CBD offer a promising therapeutic approach that could potentially slow disease progression and improve quality of life for patients with Alzheimer's.
Well, there you go. Where was that research?
Spain.
Some people are, you know, they're doing some good stuff out there.
They are, and there's some good stuff happening here. I don't know if you saw the show on psychedelics on the weekend.
No, what was that show?
Screening on Sky Open.
Sky Open?
I'd never
Who
heard
even
of it
has
either.
Sky?
I know,
I guess
exactly.
You do. That's awesome.
No, I don't. But you can apparently on the television still watch this, and or you can go on the Sky Go app for free, like not pay anything, and watch it for free on there. Apparently.
True stories. So shut up to Sky.
But it was a good show. But and they talked about the psychedelic research, you know, with LSD that's going on here, where they're actually giving it out to people to take and see what's going on. There's some good mushroom research, magic mushroom. But also, just this week, Otago University seeking cannabis users with ADHD.
I know a few of those.
There you go. And that, I think that has come up repeatedly. And they're like, well, let's have a look at it. So the project is called, if you want to Google it, a quantitative survey investigating recreational and medicinal cannabis use for people with diagnosed or self-diagnosed ADHD in Aotearoa.
Whoa.
So you don't have to have a formal diagnosis. You could just feel that's you. It's adhd.interviews@otagoacnz. If you want to get involved in that or find out more information.
Okay, say that link one more time.
This is the email, adhd.interviews@otago.ac.nz.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
People should do that.
They should.
Help the researchers out.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's confidential.
Probably learn something too.
True stories.
And,
There it is.
What else have we got? In medical news, a little rumour going around that the Restore Me Clinic, if anyone's a patient of theirs, that was part of the CannaSouth, which is in receivership. Receivers are apparently selling it, so I've heard, to Australian cannabis clinic Montu, which also owns Alternaleaf. And there you go. They have 150,000 Aussies on their books, apparently, so the biggest one over there.
True.
And coming soon to here.
Wow, Alternaleaf. It's a good name.
Yeah. I mean, it's good that they'll keep going.
Yes.
Also, over at, speaking of Aussie, the Greens, and I say this as a little hint to the Greens here, the Greens, New South Wales, have tabled a bill for a medicinal cannabis driving defence And this, of course, is, you know, you've got your prescription, you're doing it to treat a condition, maybe without it, you're actually a worse driver because of your condition, and this is actually helping, you're doing it under doctor supervision, and you risk, they have no defence over there, so you'll get done if you get pulled over, and these little saliva tests that they're bringing out here, or you stop driving and have, you know, social isolation or lose your job or whatever, you know, you take the risk. So they bring in the defence, and they noted, hey, this is already in New Zealand, so let's do it here. So that's the Greens over there, and it is already in New Zealand. You can, if you have what is called, and the term, the key words, a current and valid prescription.
Current and valid prescription.
And that, and you've got to be following it, and you've got to be not impaired. So it's not a green light to just drive around impaired. No one wants that. But it's when you're getting pinged, because this will happen, so I say when, not if, but when you're getting pinged for a tiny little trace that, you know, that you're not impaired, but you're still, because they've set it at 1 nanogram, which is like just the smallest amount you can test.
Yeah, that's crazy.
They're just going, what's the lowest number?
So you might have smoked like yesterday.
Yeah.
And you're driving and you get pinged.
And they changed the words. This is under the current, earlier this year. They changed the words in the act. So instead of saying impairment, it just says recent use. So, you know, you will get pinged, but if you have a prescription that is current and valid, then you have a defence to that.
Where can I get a current and valid prescription from?
Well, you can, of course, go see Alternaleaf and Restore Me, who we mentioned there, and all the other ones, Cannabis Clinics, rah, rah, rah. So we in fact, are so open and even at the hemp store, we list all of them on our website and our notice board in the shop.
You
so
just want to help the people.
We just want to help people. Go to anyone. Yeah, go to talk to your own doctor. Google cannabis doctor, they'll all come up.
Wow.
Or just come in and see me at the hemp store, or give us a ring, or send us an email, and we'll hook you up with a nice friendly doctor, and you'll be away.
Awesome. Yeah.
There you go. Matariki on K Road next week. That's next Thursday. There's some sort of big celebration happening. And on this Friday and the Saturday, it's like a 3-day.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense, Matariki.
Off the Record is coming up on, actually the night before, day before, Wednesday, at Alan Melville. It's coming Wednesday, Alan Melville, Off the Record. Get your stuff tested and have a chit-chat and find out info.
What's the film they're going to play?
I have no idea. It'll be something drug-related, it always is.
It'll be awesome, I'm sure.
Yeah. And Support Don't Punish Day is the Thursday 26th of June. Do something for that. I leave it, it's you know, ad libitum. Do what you want.
Exactly.
Support Don't Punish Day.
Embody that statement.
And, that's right. And consume ad libitum too. J-Day, of course, 6th of December.
Awesome.
Put in your diary.
Someone has text in a question for you.
Okay, go.
Where can you consume CBD in Japan? Anywhere? Like a side of order with your sushi?
Yeah, because it's a food ingredient.
Yeah.
So apparently, I'm going to find this out.
Yeah.
You know, and we'll
Chris
find
is
out.
Going to do
sure
some
we'll
field research for you, literally in Japan, and he will come back and tell you if you can have it in your soy sauce with your sashimi. Mm. That'd be awesome.
Mm.
I could imagine anything better.
I haven't seen that exact one, but I've seen online, you know, like drinks and things. And, CBD cafes.
Yeah.
All these sorts of things. So I'm sure they'll have something.
A plethora. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Well, safe travels. When do you head off?
Thank you. Next week. Just before the show, actually. So, adieu for a couple of weeks. Sayonara.
Sayonara. Exactly. Well, thanks, Chris. Mm. That was awesome. I feel like I learned a lot.
Nice. That's what I'm here for.
Exactly right. Cheers.
See ya.
Do it then.
That was Marijuana Media.
To the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm a